Welcome to Bulletproof Hustle. I'm your host, Darnell Brown, and this is a podcast full of short, candid, motivational truth bombs to help you get out of your own way and break new ground in life and in business. Your body of work. What you do with your time here is so much bigger than you. It's bigger than you can possibly imagine. We sitting here living our lives thinking that it's only about us and our worlds, and we get consumed in being the center of our own worlds and our own universes and the bubbles that we in. But it's so much bigger than that and so further beyond just our time here. We can create works. We can do things. We can live through other people, through their memories, and through what they believe about us and how they feel about us. We get to leave and live that beyond just the generation that we happen to live in, just this your timetable of 75 to 100 years. It can be expanded much beyond that. If you care about being remembered to any degree when you are gone from here, we must stay humble and at the same time realize how much bigger than us that things really are. People are watching when we think they aren't. People are listening when we think they aren't. People are forming their judgments and stories about us when we think they aren't. Everything that we do, every piece of work that we leave our touch point on, or our footprints that we leave behind, right? It's so much going on and so much we can do with our small amount of time here, and kind of cheat death in a certain way by leaving a legacy, by leaving an impact that is larger than you, by becoming an ideal. Gotta realize that it's much bigger than you. Even if you think that it's not, even if you're trying to keep it from being that way, because your story is your story, but it is not only your story. Every time you speak with someone, every time you have a sit down or a chat and you trade off stories, right? Or you, because we're all salesmen, so anytime you're selling an idea or your opinion about something, or persuade someone to take a particular action, even in personal settings, you're creating your story, you're creating your legacy, whether you're trying to or not. It doesn't matter if it's intentional. But if you're in a position to kind of guide that story and to shepherd it a little bit, then you want it to be what you want to be remembered for, what you want read at your eulogy. You want to be thinking of that ahead of time while you're still here, while you still have a degree of control. It's so much bigger than you. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than all of us. We're individuals, but our experiences and the things that we create could touch millions, could reach them, could change lives for the better, could destroy lives as well too. It depends on what we're here to do, and we don't always know how to figure that out, and we're growing and we're all evolving. I'm just letting you know that as your story takes shape, as your book is still being written, as you're an author in your own book, in your autobiography, that just to be cognizant of how much bigger than you that this is. When you feel like chilling out or cooling out or taking a lot of time off, but yet you got things stirring up in your head, you got that soul print of yours, and you got that itch to be scratched. But if you're playing games with it, or if you constantly questioning whether or not this is right, or is it perfect? Is it unveiling things in the most ideal circumstances, it doesn't work that way. The story's got, it's got to breathe. And no matter how much of an author you're playing in your own story, that story is still being written and it's being told and it's being spread about you and about the work that you do. If you're an artist or a creative, we can be very critical about our own work and have a hard time taking constructive criticism. So sometimes publishing that thing or releasing it is its own form of a very courageous act in and of itself, regardless of how it is even being received, whether or not anyone cares. Just the fact that it got put out, just the fact that it went from draft mode to published mode, that's its own reward. That's its own thing to be, to celebrate. It's bigger than you. Your decisions, things you say, the things you do with your time, where your time is spent, who it's spent with, it is all a story. And we all got our stories. Everybody that you meet or will meet knows something that you don't. And they have their own stories as well. So it's a back and forth trade thing. We would do well to be the co-authors or the primary authors of our stories and have what people say about us be the stories that we want told about us versus there being some type of conflict. Because it's more about, you know, people are going to believe the stories that other people tell them about you rather than you as your own salesman because you're biased. So they're looking for that feedback on you and who you really are from other sources close to you more than they are you. So make sure all of this lines up. Realize that it's bigger than you. Take a more active role in the work that you put out and the things that you say and the people that you look after. Your children, your loved ones, your parents, people that live in your immediate vicinities or work with you. Make sure that they're people that you want to be around, the people that add to your life rather than take from it constantly. You don't want any freeloaders or anything. It has to be good relationships, good stories traded back and forth, and definitely good collaborative environments that help you thrive, that are people are a part of your circle of thrust because it's bigger than you. Your body of work, however limited, however little or legendary, will live on after you. So let's make sure that it's the story and the legend that you want told about yourself. Not the person that didn't try anything, that sat on his or her tail all of this time waiting for handouts, waiting for some miracle to be bestowed upon them versus taking the bull by the horns and taking their own reins and moving forward as a co-author of your own life. So that's what I got for you today. Stay humble, stay hungry, keep doing what you got to do, hustle, realize it's bigger than you, and be cognizant about the moves that you make going forward and the work that you put out. And think about what's this legend that you want to leave behind? What do you want written on your tombstone? What do you want people to think about you and feel about you? And even if it's not the larger world, you still got closer loved ones. Everybody has something and someone that they care about. So even just bringing it intimately to that person as well. What do you want them to think about you long after you're gone? And what do you want that to be? And let's get to work on that. Thanks so much for your time. You know how we do. Shine hard, grind harder. If you like this podcast, show it by leaving it a 5-star rating and an honest review, and by subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bulletproof Hustle, and you can find more of my work at bulletproofhustle.com. Thanks, y'all.